Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Friday, March 10th, 2023. Turmoil at Silicon Valley Bank's parent company sparked sharp losses in banking stocks Thursday as fears rose in the financial sector. The S&P 500 bank index tumbled more than 6%, the biggest one-day drop in over 2 years, after Silicon Valley Bank's financial group announced a $1.8 billion loss on the sale of investments. The four largest United States banks, Bank of America, JPMorgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo, all saw their share prices plunge, wiping $52.3 billion from their collective market capitalizations for the day, or in simple terms, the total value of the company's share of stock. Stocks across the board tanked Thursday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping 543 points, the S&P 500 lost 1.85%, and NASDAQ took a 2.05% hit. Shares of SVB Financial, which owns Silicon Valley Bank, plunged more than 60% after the company announced a sale of new shares to cover a $1.8 billion loss with the sale of government bonds, which has been due to declining deposits. The company's deposits and assets had nearly doubled in 2021, and the bank poured much of those funds into U.S. Treasuries and other government bonds. But as interest rates rose, the tech startups, which the bank primarily serves, were taking a huge hit, and SVB saw declining deposits, which forced it to sell off its bond holdings, which had already plunged in the market due to the rising interest rates. The chaos at SVB ignited a sell-off in peers with similar exposure, with San Francisco-headquartered First Republic plummeting 16.52% after hitting its lowest level since October of 2020. The Silicon Valley $1.8 billion loss got everybody nervous about people's money balances and their decline in deposits overall. A lot of institutional investors don't feel great about owning certain banks right now, said R.J. Grant, head of trading at Keefe, Bruyette & Woods in New York. It just gets people freaked out because Silicon Valley historically has been a very strong, well-run bank. If they're having issues right now, people are wondering, what about other banks, the lesser quality ones, that don't have the reputation that Silicon Valley Bank has? SVB Chief Executive Greg Becker said cash burn by clients, or the speed at which clients spend the money that is available, has increased. A crucial lender for early stage businesses, SVB is the banking partner for nearly half of U.S. venture-backed technology and healthcare companies that are listed on stock markets in 2022. The SVB upheaval raised investors' concern about broader risks in the banking sector. It is a clear sign that people and businesses alike are burning through their savings and are not able to replenish their accounts with deposits. This is a triple red flag alert and should tingle your spidey senses. As the Rudick Report has often said, the banks are suffering and a massive liquidity crisis is here. Prepare yourselves and get ready. Get food, get water, get some cash for emergencies in case the banks have a run, and if possible, get out of debt. Dark days have arrived and the markets are in trouble. Even with the Fed being the buyer of last resort, the markets are in deep trouble. They can no longer hide the contagion with their fake numbers or with their spin. Get ready. It's not financial advice, but if you can, get some gold or silver to hedge against the crash. These commodities cannot be suppressed forever. There are many places to buy them. SD Bullion, Money Metals, JM Bullion are just a few, but they are reputable organizations to purchase from. But use whoever you want. The point is to prepare for the eventuality of a massive financial crisis. Thank you for listening. If you found value in this report, please like and subscribe. And if you are able, please visit my affiliate links to support this channel. Your help is greatly appreciated. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.